The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance. His clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah. They appeared in the glory and spoke of his exodus that was going to be accomplished in Jerusalem. And Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. They were about to part from him, but Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. And while he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them. They became frightened when they entered the cloud. And then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And after the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord. The book of Luke, a reflection on the transfiguration of Jesus on the mountain. It happens on a mountain. It happens in a place separate from the commerce of ordinary life. It's a mystical experience. And keep in mind that Moses and Elijah spoke about Jesus' exodus in Jerusalem. They spoke about the last week of his life and his death and resurrection. That was the conversation of Moses and Elijah with Jesus. It appears in all three synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It doesn't appear in John, because John is a mystical gospel in itself, and therefore it doesn't fit into the entire gospel of John, which is about the transfiguration of Christ, the divinity of Christ. So let me look at this and just draw one teaching from it. And that has to do with a mystical experience. So let me speak about what lesson we can draw from this gospel reading about our own mystical experience. It sounds very distant when you speak about having a mystical experience. It might be much more familiar and much more proximate than first appears. Mystical experiences cast us beyond the ordinary commerce of life. In Celtic spirituality, it's called a thin place. A thin place means the veil between the next life and this life is very thin. There's a connection between this life and the next life. It's called a thin place in Celtic spirituality. Your Hindu friends wear a tikka. It's a little dot on the forehead. It's called the Agna Chakra. And it's meant, it has a cultural and a social teaching, but it also has a spiritual presence. It's the third eye. This is the third eye. Raises your consciousness and allows you to see what others cannot see. brings us into what's called the thin place, where you can see something mystical. That's the meaning of the Agna Chakra. How is this familiar to us in everyday experience? Where are our mystical experiences in life? When the baby was born, and the nurse brought that baby to you, and for the first time you held that baby, it was a mystical experience. You said, there is a God. This is a moment of miracle. And the thin place, the Agna Chakra, raises your awareness to something beyond the ordinary. The miracle of new life. To look into the eyes of this little person and look at the fingers and the hands and say, wow, this is a mystical experience. When you first fell in love and you said, nothing else matters, just this moment, this sacred moment, this life-giving moment, the moment that transforms us beyond the ordinary. Now I can see things, I interpret my life, I understand my life in a new way, a mystical experience. There are many ways in which it appears to us that we might miss. Your favorite music. Listen to Gregorian chant. I think when we drop the Latin in the Mass, we drop something very important when we neglected Gregorian chant. Remember listening to the monks, in their chant. It kind of elevates your spirit. How do you put in English? Alma Redemptoris Mater, quae per via Caeli porta manes, et stella maris succure cadenti. These are all the chants we had when we had our Masses in Latin, and somehow they lifted our spirit, they embraced us, they allowed us to experience something beyond the ordinary, something we didn't fully understand, a mystical experience. What's your favorite music that soothes you, that calms your spirit? My favorite piece of music is the intermezzo from Cavalleria Rusticana. When I hear that, I stop everything. Whatever I'm doing, I stop. I listen to the intermezzo. Or if you like opera, Un bel dì from Madame Butterfly, where the agony of Cho-Cho-San, her prayer, her yearning that her loved one will someday return, some fine day will return. Listen to this. It's a mystical experience. Take a second look at some panorama, some landscape that somehow feeds your soul. Yellowstone in Montana, the Grand Canyon. If you've been to Machu Picchu or the Sistine Chapel, and look at the creation of Sistine Chapel, story of creation that Michelangelo has. If you've seen the Taj Mahal, you pause in awe and you say, wow, I see something which is beyond this world, a mystical experience. Years ago, in the hospitality of friends, I frequently visit Newport Beach, and one of the moments I loved the most was in the evening, 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, I'd go out on the beach and I'd sit there by myself. It was quiet. And I looked into the heavens and I saw the immensity of God in the heavens and the waves breaking in relentlessly and returning, the eternal energy of the Creator. a mystical experience. You can't get that where you have noise and you have distractions. It's very personal, a mystical experience, but we have these all the time, and I'm afraid we miss them very often. That's what this gospel is about. Cherish mystical moments in your life. We live in such a noisy world, so many distractions. Very rarely do we walk alone and see things you cannot see where there is noise and distraction. Experience something different. That's the transfiguration of Jesus Christ. That's an experience of God in the beauty and the wonder of creation and all that surrounds you. Enter into the pain, the struggle, the anxiety of another person's life. Set aside all your self-interests, all the other things that distract you, and become part of the other person's pain, suffering, or sadness. I was thinking about that, and I came upon a journal entry that I wrote very recently in the recent past. I went down to the Huntington one night late, a very good friend of mine, a young man, father of a young family, who had cancer for a long time, and he was dying. And while I was there with the family, Randy died. And I went home that night and I sat in my chapel and I wrote a journal entry. And this is what I wrote. Randy died tonight, I said, he was too young. We stood together around his bed, all laid hands on him in prayer and grateful blessing. Our tears united us where words failed. We lived fully in the moment, helpless. All we had was one another and our faith. Worldly power could not save him or us. The paradox of mystery. He was never so close to us and yet never so distant. A thin place. Time stood still. And we saw and we experienced something mystical beyond this world. A moment that can be seen, felt, and understood only through the Ajna Chakra, the consciousness, a level of consciousness and awareness which is beyond the ordinary activity of life. It made me wonder, reflecting on this gospel, if we can really understand ourselves, and if we can really understand life without a mystical experience. We're caught in superficial things, in conflicts, in anxieties. We're urgent about everything. We want to conquer, we want to control, we want to be empowered, and yet, there's a whole world. It's a mystical world. And the Word of God today calls us to touch even the fringes of a mystical experience in our lives. Amen.